بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إخوة الإسلام، لقد أهل علينا شهر مضى عليه يوم 8 أيام، وهو شهر نستقبل به رمضان، وصفه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا: ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، وهو شهر يرفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين. أخرجه النسائي. إن في هذه الأوصاف ما تتجلى به فضائل هذا الشهر، الأمر الذي يجذب انتباه المسلم إلى الاهتمام به، فالغفلة توجب الاستيقاظ منها، والتفطن للنفع الكامل في الشهر. والكون بين رجب ورمضان يوحي بجوار خير، ورفع الأعمال إلى رب العالمين يعلم بأنه شهر عمل وجد، ويشحذ الهمم للتنافس فيه بالفرائض والباقيات الصالحات. ولقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يهتم بهذا الشهر أيام اهتمام استعدادا وتعظيما لرمضان، ولقد جاءت هذه الخطبة مفتاحا لسلسلة في الاستعداد لشهر رمضان المبارك. أيها المسلمون، اعلموا أن أولى ما استعد به المسلم لرمضان هو الإكثار من الطاعات والإقلاع عن الذنوب والمعاصي في إخلاص واتباع. وإن أبرز الطاعات التي ينبغي الاستعداد بها لرمضان كثرة الصيام وتلاوة القرآن وقيام الليل والإنفاق في سبيل الله وتعلم وتعليم أحكام رمضان، ثم التوبة والإنابة إلى الله رب العباد. من تزود بهذه الست فقد استعد لاستقبال رمضان، وهي ما سيأتي الحديث عنها تباعا إن شاء الله. أما الصيام فهو أبرز ما يتميز به رمضان، وهو أبرز ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يستعد به لاستقباله، كثرة الصيام في شعبان. قالت أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها، عائشة رضي الله عنها: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر، ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم، فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل صيام شهر إلا رمضان، وما رأيته أكثر صياما منه في شعبان. وقال أسامة، متفق عليه، وقال أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما: قلت يا رسول الله، لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصومه من شعبان. قال: ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، فأحب أن ترفع عملي أو أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. رواه النسائي. أيها الناس، إن الصيام في شعبان استعدادا لرمضان يجب أن يكون وفق هدي المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. وإن هديه عليه الصلاة والسلام في صيام النفل يمكن إجماله فيما يلي: أولا، صيام 3 أيام فيه على الأقل. ثانيا، صيام ثلثه بأن يصوم الله يوما ويفطر يومين. ثالثا، صيام نصفه بأن يصوم فيه يوما ويفطر يوما. فقد أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما إلى هذه الثلاثة، قال عن نفسه رضي الله عنه: أخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول والله لا أصومن النهار ولا أقومن الليل ما عش. فقلت له: قد قلته بأبي وأنت وأمي يا رسول الله. قال: فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك، فصم وأفطر وقم ونم وصم من الشهر 3 أيام. قال: فإن الحسنة بعشر أمثالها وذلك مثل صيام الدهر. قلت: إني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. قال: فصل يوما وأفطر يومين. قلت: إني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. قال: فصل يوما وأفطر يوما. فذلك صيام داود عليه السلام، وهو أفضل الصيام. فقلت: إني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا أفضل من ذلك. متفق عليه. رابعا: صيام يومي الاثنين والخميس منه. فقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صوم الاثنين والخميس، رواه الترمذي. وقال: تعرض الاعمال يوم الاثنين والخميس، فاحب ان يعرض عملي وانا صائم، رواه الترمذي. خامسا: صيام اكثره بلا قيد حسب الامكان، حسب فراغ الإنسان، أن يصوم أكثر من 20 يوما فيه مثلا. فقد قالت السيدة عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها: ولم أره صائما من شهر قط أكثر من صيامه من شعبان، وكان يصوم شعبان كله، كان يصوم شعبان إلا قليلا، رواه مسلم. ثالثا: عدم استغراق الشهر كله بالصوم في كل سنة. فقد قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه مثل ما قالت السيدة عائشة: ما صام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شهرا قط غير رمضان. متفق عليه. خامسا: عدم صيام آخره لغير صاحب عادة فيه، لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلا أن يكون رجل يصوم صومه فليصم ذلك اليوم. متفق عليه. أيها المسلمون، هذا هو عليه صلى الله عليه وسلم في صيام النفل المنطبق على صيام شهر شعبان وأسابيعه وأيامه. فاغتنموا الشهر وأخلصوا لله فيه العمل، واقتدوا فيه بنبيكم عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. تدربوا وتعودوا على صيام هذا الشهر، عودوا عليه أزواجكم وأبناءكم وبناتكم وإخوانكم وأخواتكم وأصدقائكم وجيرانكم، وتواصوا به فيما بينكم ينفعكم في الدنيا والآخرة. وتذكروا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام يوما في سبيل الله بعد الله وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا. متفق عليه. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، فاستغفروه يغفر لكم، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أي برادس أن تستف الإسلام، أي آلي تبياء الله سبحانه وتعالى إن أولي الدينك. We have entered into a new month. Today is the 8th in the month of Sha'ban. This is the month that comes before Ramadan, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it as a month in which many people are heedless between Rajab and Ramadan, and it is a month in which Allah, in which good deeds are raised to Allah, the Lord of the world. In these descriptions we can infer the virtues of this month. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said many people are heedless. It means it is not a month that we should be indifferent of our relationship with Allah and our good relationship with human beings in it. We need to heed to the teachings of Allah and His noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month. And telling us that many people are heedless implies that those who heed, who are not indifferent, are going to have special reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deeds that they are going to do in the month. also saying that it is between Rajab and Ramadan is to conscientize us that it is in between two great months, and that may be one of the causes for people to be indifferent in it. They give more attention to these two because of their greatness. But a level of a great is equally great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided that he also follows the path of greatness. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that these are taken and presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, it is an encouragement that we should multiply righteous deeds and actions in this month. For if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses this month to receive our deeds, scholars explain that it is the annual deeds that are represented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. So the Prophet said, I want that my deeds are raised while in the state of fasting. So this tells us about the virtues of this month. It tells us that whatever we do of good deeds, we shall get its reward. And scholars like Ibn Rajab mentioned that any month that is held to be virtuous, deeds or rewards of deeds are multiplied in it when they are done in sincerity and in accordance to the teachings of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is for all these that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give special attention to this month in preparation and honor of the incoming month, which is the month of Ramadan. This sermon is therefore about is opening a series about preparation for Ramadan. All you Muslims, we should know that the best thing we prepare for Ramadan is copious acts of righteousness and complete abstinence from acts of abomination and sin in full sincerity and obedience to our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the most popular acts of worship that Muslims are encouraged to imbibe in preparation for Ramadan are copious fasting in the month of Sha'ban, copious recitation of the glorious Quran, copious night vigils, that is Qiyamul Layl, copious feeding in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning and teaching of the injunctions of Ramadan and Ramadan activities, and number six is constant and perpetual repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever provides these for himself has really prepared for Ramadan. And these are the things we are going to talk about one after the other in the coming sermons. But today, the first thing is fasting. This is the most obvious thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do in this month in order to prepare for Ramadan. Aisha radiallahu anha says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast consecutively in a month until we think that he is not going to break fasting in that month. And sometimes he used to break his fasting in a month until we think he will not fast anything in that month. But I have never seen him fasting the whole of a month except Ramadan. And I have never seen him fasting copiously as he used to do in Sha'ban. Muttafaqun alayh. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma also asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have never seen you been fasting so much in any month as you used to do in Sha'ban. Then the Prophet said the description we have mentioned earlier. He said, that is a month in which many people are headless between Rajab and Ramadan, and it is a month in which deeds are raised to the Lord and the world. So I want that My deeds are raised while in the state of fasting. رواه النسائي. All you mankind, all you believers. Fasting in Sha'ban, in order to welcome Ramadan, should be done in accordance with the guidance of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the guidance of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in observing supererogatory fasting may be summarized in the following ways. Number one, fast 3 days in the month at least. This should be the minimum. Number two, fast one part of the month. That is, you fast a day and then breakfast for 2 days and then continuously like that. Or number three, you fast half the month. That is, you fast any other day. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, a very young, energetic, devout and committed person, a committed companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was well known of his devotion. He once said that he will fast all the day and he will stay up praying all the night. Then his father went and told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what Abdullah ibn Amr said. And the Prophet called him. He said, I was informed that you said this and that. He said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, I said it. The Prophet said, you will not be able to fulfill it. So, fast some days, break your fast for some days, do Qiyam al-Layl for some hours, and sleep for some hours, and fast only 3 days in the month. He said, Ya Rasul, then the Prophet explained, for one reward is multiplied by 10, and that is equal to the fasting of the whole year. If you can fast 3 days, and each one is multiplied by 10, it's as if you fast for the whole month. So if you do that for the whole year, it is as if you have fasted for the whole year, meaning that you will get that reward as a magnanimous reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I am more energetic than that. I can do better. Then the Prophet said, okay, fast a day and then break your fasting in the subsequent few days and continue like that. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than that. The Prophet said, okay, fast every other day. For that is the fasting of Prophet Dawud alayhi salam, and it is the best of the supererogatory fasting. Abdullah ibn Amr also insisted that, Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then cut him by saying, there is nothing better than that. Muttafaqun alayh. The point is to fast every Monday and Thursday of the month. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be very keen in fasting these 2 days. He hardly missed the fasting of these 2 days, not only in Sha'ban, but in all the months. He said that weekly deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Mondays and Thursdays. So I want that my deeds are presented in a state of fasting. Tirmidhi narrated this. The fact is that you should try as much as possible. Fast as copious as possible. More than half. More than 20 days. Just like they have said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha said, I have never seen him fasting as much. I've never seen him fasting the entire month, if not for Ramadan, and I have never seen him fasting as much as he does in Sha'ban. He used to fast virtually all of Sha'ban. He used to fast the month of Sha'ban except few days. This is narrated by Muslim. Number six, just as Aisha had said, it is not part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fast the entire month every year. So Ibn Abbas also reiterated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had never fasted voluntary fasting for a complete month. He only fast complete month for Ramadan, as in Bukhari and Muslim. Number seven,
is that it is not part of the sunnah to fast the last day of the month, except for him who has a tradition of fasting every end of the month. So if it comes to Sha'ban, you can typically do that. Or you have the habit of fasting every Monday, every Thursday. So if the end of Sha'ban falls on Thursday, you can do that. But just to specify the end of the month only to fast, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should not try that except for him who has best. I therefore urge you, all you believers, to try your best to fast as much as possible. Choose any of these that is authenticated of the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do it in this month. It is an opportunity to learn to do this so that we welcome Ramadan, so that when Ramadan comes, we are already accustomed to some of these activities. Let us drill ourselves, let us drill our wives, let us encourage our husbands, let us drill our children, male and female, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our neighbors. Let us commend one another to do this, for it shall be beneficial for us here and in the hereafter. And we should always remember that whatever you are to do of act of worship, you should do it in full sincerity and in obedience to our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Concerning fasting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that whoever fasted for one day in the court of Allah, he will be distanced from Jahannam. Allah will distance his head from Jahannam with a distance of 70 years. What the magnanimity. Oh Allah, we ask you to enable us to worship you and worship righteously. May this month be a month of peace and tranquility to all of us. May we witness lasting solution to all our problems in this country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide our leaders. May all our crises and problems be resolved amicably. Oh Allah, we ask you for continuous guidance to the leadership of this university, the leadership of the Muslim Ummah, and the leadership of our country at large. Oh Allah, we ask you for continuous progress in this university. Oh Allah, guide the managers of this university and all that have anything to do with this university to do but what is right and what may earn us your pleasure. اللهم آمين أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم قوموا إلى صلاتكم وحمدوا
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله